Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, November 6th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff here. I want to welcome our good friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in with us. I got theater on the brain. I'm sorry, guys. We appreciate our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media being here. Do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube, type in your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, subscribe to their page, and keep up to the great work that they are doing. They are here every week, pretty much, recording our episodes for us. We greatly appreciate that. And the mutual self-promotion there, and especially at times like this where we could spend the entire hour with Wood County Sheriff's Department, get to do this once a month. We always appreciate the time having Sheriff Sean Becker in with us. Sean, how you been?
Doing great. Doing well, getting over a cold, but always appreciate being here.
This is one of those days too where I feel like we all give each other a little bit of grace, like everybody's tired today. I think that's something to keep in mind, not just going forward and everything, but this week I would say everybody give each other some grace right now, because there's a lot going on. I do want to start with the election. I happen to have a connection with our local poll workers, and by that I mean my oldest daughter is a poll worker, and seven months pregnant, by the way, doing it yesterday.
Congrats.
I tried to talk her out of it. I'll be completely honest with y'all. I did. I'm an over paranoid first time grandpa, so I was a little worried about it. I was really proud of her out there. And in all seriousness, I did feel comfortable her being out there because of not only what we've seen in reporting throughout the country, but I think what we know of our locals and what we know of our area. I did not see anything from your end of things. Mm-hmm. Did things seem smooth to you?
Yeah, very. Trent Miner does a fantastic job, just an outstanding job overseeing, our elections here in Wood County, just making sure that, they're done safely, communicating with us. That's one thing with having security, in front of the courthouse. That's where our office is with Brian Peterson and the rest of our security staff that is right next to Trent's office, and just having that contact, even through the last probably year. Just making sure that information is being shared, joint training, with your clerks along with law enforcement, what do you think we need to have here in Wood County? It went very well. And like I said, Trent does an absolute outstanding job with our elections and getting the information out there. Looking at the polls as they come in, you're seeing results, rather quickly. And that's a collaborative effort that is going on, that not having just one individual clerk overseeing everything, but all the clerks, through Wisconsin Rapids, Marshfield, Pittsville, Grand Rapids, everybody working together to get the information out there. I know throughout the country, there are some certain areas that they felt that they needed law enforcement present at polls. That was not the case here in Wood County. And I don't think really much, in Wisconsin, obviously, and, the bigger cities, Milwaukee and Madison had more of a presence, but of law enforcement and more big plans. But here it just came down to communication. There's concerns, let us know. And there wasn't. So thank you to your daughter for volunteering her time, and to all the poll workers that did that. It was a contentious election that I think we're all probably, no matter what side you're on, just breathing a sigh of kind of relief and moving forward. That's really, I'm glad the ads are done. I think a lot of people are feeling that way. And as a law enforcement perspective, being a battleground state, and as contentious it was, we had provided staff when another law enforcement agency reached out, no matter who the candidate was, if they reached out and we had the personnel, we sent them. You look at what happened in Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin did not want to be any part of a situation like that ever. And, we took that approach. Didn't matter what sheriff's department requested help. If they did for our agency, we did our best in providing them assistance. So, and that was quite a bit. Marathon County reached out quite a bit, just because, Wausau, for central Wisconsin seemed to be the hub of where, candidates were going. Mm-hmm. And we have a field force team that is really basically there to work as a crowd control team. Mm-hmm. And that team's combined with many central Wisconsin law enforcement agencies, and the one that oversees it is Marathon County. Mm-hmm. So we provide, I believe we have five deputies that are part of that team. So deployments, it really depends on what the situation is. But when candidates were coming to Wausau, that was usually the first request that came out there. The other one was, the Sheriff's Department, we've talked about their canine unit and having a dog that, detects explosives. We got quite a few asks for Bingo and his handler, Lieutenant Brandon Christensen, to, make sure that, events were being swept. That was throughout the state. Moving forward now, we don't have to quite worry about personnel being, pushed towards these types of events. Just a deep breath and moving forward. I know there's people that are happy and there's people that are disappointed, but I guess the main thing to moving forward is we all have to work together. Results are.
Yeah, and one thing that I think is important to note with any of this is that democracy continued. And that should be the overall goal for a lot of us with this, is keeping that alive. It's very easy to support democracy when things are going your way. Yeah. It is a whole different thing to do it when you're in a situation where your side, I hate the terms of winning and losing with an election, but when your side doesn't win, this is where you've got to grow up, and we've got to handle this as adults and work together. It's something that we're either going to do or we're not, one way or the other. One thing we can take is yesterday, and yesterday went pretty smoothly. I had some incidents in Madison that didn't turn into much, but sought out and squashed right away. Yeah. I think that the attention to these things is something that we can all take some positives from, and I think that's important right now, where you've got like you said, you've got some people. Well, we know how this works. Half the country is disappointed right now. Half the country isn't.
Right.
But all of us got to live together. All of us got to make this world work. And it's noteworthy to say, I second what you said, a big thank you to these poll workers, to our clerks out there, to so many people counting these votes into like 2 a.m. and everything. And certainly to our law enforcement that had to be at sites and did the things that they did. We greatly appreciate it. We'll talk more about this on the next election cycle, which is tomorrow. No, it feels like it, but we got a little while here. Sean, I know that you usually come in with a lot of notes and number of things you want to touch on. Where do you want to start?
Tim Bassett, a great friend of mine, was awarded a Jefferson Award from Channel 9. Melissa Langman met with him last week and interviewed him. I put Tim in for the Jefferson Award that Channel 9 does, and it was very appropriate for Tim to be nominated. What Tim has been doing, and Tim comes from, many, many years of volunteering to the community. He's a big part of our rescue unit that we've talked about before on the show. But, he always looks to see what he can do to give back to the community. And what he's been doing recently is the Reggie Foundation in Antigo, where, birds that are injured throughout the state go there, and then they try to essentially save them, get them recouped, and then either release them back into the wild, or they keep them alive and they stay there. And Tim took a strong liking to Reggie, and the last several years he's been transporting birds to Antigo all through the night, through day. He's our dispatchers have his number. If we have a situation where a bird is injured, they'll call him, and he'll take his own vehicle, pay for his own gas, and go to Antigo and drop off the birds at Reggie. And throughout the years talking to him about it, I wanted to go on a trip with him, and unfortunately hasn't happened. And he's done a few bald eagles, and I think gosh, having the opportunity where he saves a bald eagle and be there, and he has numerous times, would just be kind of symbolic. But it's really not fair in a way, because I could do it with any trip that he does, because it's not exclusive to bald eagle. It's anything, an owl, it could be anything. And a lot of it are situations where a bird gets hit by a car and survives but is injured. And like I said, he's done this countless times, and I just felt with the opportunity that the Channel 9 does the Jefferson Awards, and a big shout out to Mark Sparrock and Sparrock Trucking, because they're a huge supporter of this program. I thought Tim's deserving of it. It wasn't me giving it to him. It was just like, here's the information. Consider it. I strongly believe he deserves it. And, they came through. And that'll air on Channel 9 tomorrow night at I think 6 and 10. So congrats to Tim. You deserve it, my friend, and enjoy the recognition. You know, and he's very humble about it. He told me that, you know, even talking to, you know, Melissa, it was like his Super Bowl, of life, because here, you know, you're getting recognized for something he's been doing for, you know, all his life. And those are the people that you really like to highlight and enjoy having in our community.
They do a really good job with the Jefferson Awards. I really look forward to those segments every year when they do them. And they do a shout out to Melissa Langben, by the way, who has been and keeping this community informed for decades. And she's so good at what she does. And just as nice off air as she is on air, everybody. Just the same thing as you get on air, off air. And that they do that. And I mean, what Tim does is one of those gray areas in our society we don't get to cover very often. I would love to have him on the show sometime. Right. I'd really love that. If we can make you have you be a scheduler, that's one more. We'll just add that to your task. We'll just.
Okay, next month.
But and generally, would love to talk to him about that. That's the kind of work that we ask of our. I don't know if we ask of our community, but we look for people to step up in our communities to do these things that we don't necessarily have a tailored job for or a title for or something. And a big tip of the hat to him for that. That's really cool and really unique and wonderful to hear him getting noted for this. And good on you for recommending his name. That's great.
He deserved it. Definitely deserved it. A couple other things. Mitzi Ford, our office manager, happy belated birthday. Yesterday was her birthday, so I won't say how old because I know that gets us in trouble when we do that.
Definitely.
But no, I appreciate her being part of the team. The calendar raffle for our special response team wrapped up on the 31st, and that went well. Appreciate all of the sponsors, everybody that bought the calendars. It was a profitable year, and we always talk about, you know, equipment needs, and unfortunately there's a pretty significant cost to those. So really appreciate the support for our special response team. It's kind of a fun segment that we were doing on our Facebook page. We're doing that live every morning, and I was wearing different hats when I got the opportunity to read the whoever won off the tickets. And they all started from Mike Weiberg. Last year I had whatever grabbed a ticket out of the the bucket or whatever the thing that they're in, and he said, you know, at the top of your head you can see that you're balding. I'm like, oh, well, really?
That's uncalled for.
I think I know
like it was shocking. Wait a minute, what?
I'm getting gray and I'm losing hair. You know, we can look at my family. I know my path. So I just said, I'll take that and make a joke on me and bring different hats in, you know, make sure that the top of my head's warm. Well, that kind of spun off into, you know, just because I have a ton of hats. And then people are bringing me hats this year. Like, hey, how about this one? And then it kind of worked out pretty cool that a couple of our sponsors, you know, hey, wear this hat and, you know, bring it on and or wear it and make some comments. So it was pretty fun. So looking forward to, you know, if we do that again next year, we'll definitely go down that path. But again, appreciate everybody that, you know, sponsored it, and especially the community that came out there and bought calendar tickets. Had some really good sales throughout the entire county. Our SRT team is combined with Marshfield, so it was nice to, you know, not just sell them, you know, in the Southwood County area, but, you know, getting up into the Marshfield area, and especially at one of the football games in Rapids played Marshfield, and they had their own back to badge game. I think I talked about that before, but boy, I think we sold like 30 calendars that night just from the people in the crowd. So really appreciate it.
When it comes to the proceeds from that, how is that going to benefit the Sheriff's Department? How can that help the Sheriff's Department?
No, the team looks at, okay, what are the priorities? You know, what are the equipment needs, and, you know, what are the wants and what are the needs? All right, and then we go through that list. All right, what can we budget for, you know, within our budget to get, you know, whatever it might be, whether it's You know, the probably the biggest thing that we've been looking at are radios and headsets, communications, and ballistic helmets. There's a shelf life for the helmets along with the vests, the heavy vests. So those things that I feel that the department should be paying for, at least a portion of those, because, you know, that's part of, you know, having a special response team. But there are also other things out there. A drone. You know, drones are have proven to, obviously, locally with the situation that we had, save lives. You know, and there's different drones. You know, there's ones that can be just outside, you know, filming everything and a lot of other options. But there's also other ones that you can get inside a residence or a building that's much smaller and you can navigate it. So that's a big thing that we're looking at. Ballistic shields, you know, things like that. So we're going to vet through what are the needs and what are the wants and then and move forward with purchasing some of that equipment. But you know, to highlight, it's always nice to be out in the community, and it's humbling to see the support.
And when it comes to that part of it, I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to piggyback off of that because, you know, these videos you mentioned on Facebook Live and stuff, it's fun. I love imagining you guys having a light moment in your day when there's very few of those. So I don't know how many people that could squash on that. But the other extension of this that we talk about often, about building that bridge between our law enforcement and our communities, we talk about this a lot, and we talk about different ways of doing that and engaging, and this is certainly one of them. I don't know if we ever really get to ask a follow-up to that of, are you seeing engagement with that? Are you seeing some of the positives come from that? I know that I have, and I know that I've talked to other officers that have. I'm curious for you, for your staff, are you guys feeling some of the positive feedback, some of that meeting you halfway kind of thing and building that bridge and that bridge getting stronger?
Yeah, with the community support, we've talked about it for years, not only with our special response team, but officer wellness, you know, which is fairly new. You know, we've talked about that, how important that is, you know, how mental health is in our community, but also the mental health for our first responders and law enforcement. So, you know, you look at, you know, the bench press meet that we did out at Anchor Bay and how successful that was, and it's different. You know, it's not the typical thing. What is the typical fundraiser you see out in the community with the law enforcement agency? It's probably something new with the canine unit, because I think people like our dogs more than us sometimes. Yeah. But that's also a great way to get out in the community and see those partnerships. But doing things that are different, that are raising money for initiatives that help fund, you know, things we normally can't, that's pretty humbling. You know, I mean, between the officer wellness, you know, the canine unit I brought up, which is doing very well, not just ours, but I know other communities are as well. I know Wisconsin Rapids Police Department just got a grant for around $15,000 for a new dog. We'll talk about how that kind of happened as well, because it does touch our department as well. But then the special response team, and that was an idea that we had many years ago when we were looking at fundraising for upgrading our rifles. You know, how do you... You know, look at that, you know, again, some things you have to budget for, but some things, all right, can we go to the community for and, you know, ask for funding? And we got a lot of support for that several years ago, you know, and the idea was doing a 5K. And with Mid-State Technical College continuing to be that strong partner, we ran a 5K out there a couple times and did very well. And we're able to, you know, get the funding for necessary for that kind of equipment. So I mean, that's what's, you know, seeing it go outside of canine stuff is really cool, to see that the community is supporting us financially when, you know, times can be tough with budgets. You know, something recently just came up in the segue, and Lon Roberts, had called me on Monday, and that's the, son of Eleanor Roberts. And that was a cold case homicide that, you know, finally was prosecuted by the AG's office, and a jury found John Sarver guilty of that, you know, horrific act. And the sad thing is that the family waited so many years to see justice finally served. And the AG's office did a phenomenal job. And so that the staff that continued to work that case throughout the years, and the two primary people that worked that case were Dave Loudy and Bob Levinuskin. I've brought them up numerous times in the show because they mean a lot to me. They're two mentors that, you know, I've kind of looked at, you know, as I went on through my career, I want to be like them. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of the people that I learned the most from, you know, in my career. So, but anyway, when Lon called me, he just said, you know, I'm looking at giving a donation to the department. I'm like, okay, it's not a lot, but I want to do something in my mother's name, you know, because it's going to be the 40th anniversary coming up here, you know, at the end of the month. And I'm like, all right, but I really, you know, and what he said and the message, and I'll save it forever, is, you know, not only with the current department, but, you know, what Dave Loudy and Bob Lewandowski did for this investigation and never gave up and continued to move forward. And even when they retired, they came back, they still were involved in the investigation, answering questions when we were getting assistance, you know, from the state, from DCI, and our current investigators working on the case. You know, they were there. They never turned their back on it. It meant something to them. And to hear, you know, Eleanor's son, you know, bring that up and bring them up specifically, was very humbling. And then to give a donation to the department, and basically telling me, well, for whatever you want to do it for. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. if this is going to be in, you know, something in your mother's name, who suffered a terrible tragedy along with the Roberts family, it's got to mean something to the department. And I had said that, you know, I'm going to kind of defer this on what we're going to do with this donation and see what Bob and Dave think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I called them both yesterday and said, hey, here's where we're at. You know, and then I think the Roberts family want to do something more, too, with Mid-State Technical College on potentially a scholarship opportunity that's going to be separate from our department, but something, you know, to provide some scholarships for people wanting to get into law enforcement. But this is just something to give to the department. And I'm like, take some time, think about it, because, you know, you want something, you know, that the department has that we could say, you know, for a long time, well after my time, this is to honor, you know, the Roberts family, to honor Eleanor and honor the hard work that not just some of our staff did, but what Dave and Bob did. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, I threw it on their shoulders. I'm like, all right, you tell me what you think we should put this towards. You know, definitely we'll have something on display at the Sheriff's Department, which is really good timing with, you know, the facility getting closer and closer being done, and we'll have a display case that will definitely have, you know, something for Eleanor in it. But what else do you want to do? And we kind of, you know, brainstormed a little bit on, you know, what would be the best fit to continue to honor her throughout, you know, as long as we can remember.
I appreciate you sharing that. I appreciate hearing that. And I'm looking forward to seeing you more about that. That's fantastic. So thank you for that. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have more conversation with Sheriff Sean Becker and our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media here at Midday Magazine on WFHR.